Today's daf is Yevamos daf Lamed Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Lamed Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elaza li Peshalem ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Shloima ben Rachel Devorah, Chaya Moshe Yeshua ben Malka, Shmuel Moshe ben Penina, Tova Malka bas Masha, Ezreel ben Kayla, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yebadel Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doif. So today's daf, which is really a Mishnah and the Gemara's analysis of that Mishnah, although it's in Perek Arba Achin, it's actually a little bit of a respite from some of the intense cases in Perek Arba Achin. Now, obviously, it deals with Yibum, so that it's very much me'inyin le'inyin ba'oisa inyin, but as we'll see, the Mishnah is going to present a very, very straightforward halacha in Hilchas Yibum, and then the Gemara is going to analyze that halacha, but it's going to be outside the scope of some of what we've been discussing here in Masechtas Yevamos. Zok Tehillah Mishnah. The Kulon, as it relates to all 15 Arayas, meaning referring back to the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitroi Tzoreseyem, V'Tzoroi Tzoreseyem, Min HaChalitza, Min HaYibum, Atzoif HaOilam. So the Kulon, all these 15 Arayas, Oyibem Kiddushin, Oygerishim, Misafik, in the event they were married to Reuven, like in all of our cases. However, the Erva was either married Misafik or married Bevadai, but then was divorced Misafik. In the event that Reuven had another wife and then died and left over no children, so that these two women, the Erva that Safik Mikudeshes, Safik Migureshes, and the Tzara fully Yibum Teshemin, says the Mishnah, Hare Elu Hatzarais, as it relates to the Tzara, the din is going to be Cholzois for Loimus Yabes. She's going to need Chalitza, and she's not going to be able to have Yibum. What's the Cheshbin? Pashit. The halacha is that a Tzara's Erva is Potem in a Yibum, Umin a Chalitza. What makes a woman a Tzara's Erva? The fact that she was married to the brother that died, plus there was another wife that was married to the brother that died, who was an erva to the brother that's alive. So your classic case of tzaras erva is Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, leaves over no children. He has two wives. One of the wives is an erva to Shimon. The other wife is not an erva to Shimon. The erva is an erva, and the other wife is a tzaras erva. Tzaras erva, it's learned out from Psukim, Limudin, has no Yibum, has no Chalitza. What happens if a woman is a Safik Tzara Serva? Safik Tzara Serva, so the halacha would be Chayletzes V'loi Misya Bemes. And that's essentially what the Mishnah is saying. Now, why would it be Chayletzes V'loi Misya Bemes? It's very simple. A Tzara Serva can't do Yibum. Safik, that is, because maybe she's a Tzara Serva. She also can't just go get married without Chalitza, because she's also a Safik, that she's not a Tzara Serva. So being that she might be a Tzara Serva, you can't do Yibum. She might not be a Tzara Serva, you have to do Chalitza. And therefore the halach is, Chaletzes, V'loi Mesiyah Bemes. Now the Mishnah says, how would a woman be a Safik Tzara Serva if the marriage between Reuven and the Erva was a marriage Misafik? Then by definition, the Tzara would be a Safik Tzara Serva. And the Mishnah gives two examples of how the marriage between Reuven and the Erva could be a Safik. Either there was a Safik in the Kiddushin, or there was a Safik in the Gerushin. Meaning, either there's a Safik whether Reuven was ever married to the Erva, or we know for sure Reuven was married to the Erva. However, there's a Safik that maybe he was Megarisha. So the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah explains what would be an example of Safik Kedushin, and what would be an example or examples of Safik Gerushin. Zok Tehillah Mishnah Vayiter, Ketzat Safik Kedushin. What would be an example of Safik Kedushin? Zarak Lo Kedushin. In the event that a man wanted to be Mekadish Anisha, and he threw a Kedushin. So he threw Kesef Kedushin, or he threw a Shtar Kedushin, Isha Niknes Bekesef Shtar Ubiya. So whether it was Kesef or Shtar that he threw, Safik Karvalay, Safik Karvalay, and it's a Safik whether the thing that he threw to this woman landed closer to him or landed closer to her. Rashi says that the Metzias is that This took place in a Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is that Dalet Amoy Shel Adam is Koinei Slei B'chal Makan. There's a special kinyan that states that if something's within Dalet Amos of a person, that thing is going to be Koinei. The exact case is where there was a man and a woman, they were exactly 8 Amos apart, so that the first 4 Amos closer to the man are his Dalet Amos, the 4 Amos closer to the woman are her Dalet Amos. He now threw something, and it's a suffix if it landed in her Dalet Amos or landed in his Dalet Amos. If it landed in her Dalet Amos, so then essentially he gave it to her. So if it was a kesef, if it was a shtar, it can constitute a ma'isa kedushin. Thus, she would be married. If it landed in his dalet amos, so it never really left his rishos. If it never left his rishos, it wouldn't constitute a kedushin. So what happens if it's a suffix, as the Mishnah? Oh, that's the example of suffix kedushin. Zehu suffix kedushin. So suffix kedushin would be where the man did a ma'isa kedushin. However, there's a suffix whether the ma'isa kedushin was chal. The Mishnah's example is he threw it. Safik Karav Law, Safik Karav Law, Safik Gerishin. What would be an example of Safik Gerishin? So the Mishnah says, Kasa Biksav Yodai Ve'in Olavedim. One example would be if the man, the husband who's divorcing his wife, wrote the get with his own handwriting. However, he never had Edei Chesim. There were no Edim that signed this get. Or, Yesh Olav Edim, he has Edim, Ve'im Bo'izman. However, the get was not dated. Yesh Bo'izman, the get was dated, Ve'im Bo'yela Edechot. And all there is an Edechot. So, the Mishnah, Zeh, Safi Gerishin, these would be examples of Safi Gerishin. Now, at first glance, before we even look at Rashi, we understand the Mishnah's example of Safi Kedushin. It's a case where there's a Safik, whether the Kedushin was a Kedushin or wasn't a Kedushin. But Safi Gerishin, this seems to be a very odd set of examples of what Safik Gerishin is. If somebody writes a get, b'ksav yoda, and there's no edim, either it's a kosher get or it's not a kosher get. It's not a Safik. If they're edim and there's no zman, either it's a kosher get or it's not a kosher get. Yesh bo zman ve'im bo yalo ed echad. Either it's a kosher get or it's not a kosher get. That's Safik Gerishin. Why would it be Safik Gerishin? V'oid, shouldn't the Mishnah give a more conventional and a more classic example of what a Safik Gerushin would be? I mean, the Mishnah's example of Safik Kedushin is a classic case of Safik Kedushin. He threw it to her, Safik Karav Law is Safik Karav Law. So as it relates to Safik Gerushin, why not say the same thing? Man wrote a get, he threw it to his wife, in a Rishos HaRabim, Dalet Amos Shel Adam is Koinos Loi B'chal Makim, and it was a Safik, whether it was Karav Law or a Safik, it was Karav Law. So two very obvious questions, Pashin on the Mishnayis level, in terms of understanding the Mishnah's example of what exactly Safik Gerushin is. So the truth is, Rashi already bavarns the obvious Ha'ara, as the Gemara will in a moment, and Rashi says that it's clear that the Mishnah was not giving a classic example of what Safik Gerushin is. Why not? That's going to be the entire daf. But in terms of understanding what the examples of the Mishnah are, so Rashi says that really you have to learn sugyos of Masechtas Gittin. And Masechtas Gittin, it's mavur that there are gimel gittin psulim. There are three gittin that are pasul. The imnisei is havlad kasha. However, b'di'eved, if an ishus ish would receive a get like this, and then she would get married and have a child, the child would be kasha. So these are gerushin that the Mishnayis and the sugis and Masechtas Gittin already distinguished as being unique types of Gittin. They're Gittin that work b'di'eved, but are not supposed to be used l'chatchilo. And what the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that a man was married to an erva and he gave one of these Gittin that work b'di'eved, but not l'chatchilo, and there was another wife, there was a tzara, so the halacha is that she's not treated like a regular tzara serva, rather she's treated like a suffix tzara serva, and the halacha is going to be chaylatzes f'meloy misyabemes. Okay, so the Mishnah basically said that in the event that you have a woman that's a suffix tzara serva, so then the halach is chaylatzes v'loy misyabemes. How do you become a suffix tzara serva? Through a suffix kedushin between Reuven and the erva, or a suffix gerushin between Reuven and the erva? The case of suffix kedushin was your classic suffix, suffix karav la, suffix karav la. The case of suffix gerushin was anything but your classic suffix gerushin. What was it? It was the three gittin psulim that the sugis talk about in Masechtas Gittin, where the halach is v'im nises havlad kasha. So the Gemara asks with the obvious question, the question that we ask when we learned the Mishnah, and that is, at the end of the day, if the Mishnah wanted to give an example of suffix gerushin, why not give me your classic example? Where a man divorced his wife, he threw it to her, and it was Safik Karav Law, Safik Karav Law. Zok Tigmar, the Ilu, Begerish, and Safik Karav Law, Safik Karav Law, like Katani. But when the Mishnah gave an example of Safik Gerish, it did not give the classic example, my time and why not? Oh, my Rabbi said, I'll tell you why. Because Ishizu Becheskes had to Lashuk Aymedes. This woman, in the case of Safik Gerishin, in the classic case of Safik Gerishin, in the case of Safik Gerishin that the Mishnah did not mention, in the case of Safik Gerishin that Lechura, the Mishnah should have mentioned, That case would be where Reuven was married to two wives. One was an Erva to Shimon, and the other one was not an Erva to Shimon. She was the Tzara's Erva. Now there's a suffix whether or not Reuven divorced the Erva. Being that before Reuven gave the get, had Reuven died, the Tzara's Erva would have been Mutal Ashok. Now that there's a suffix whether or not Reuven divorced his wife, so that there's a suffix whether the Tzara's Erva is a Tzara's Erva, what we would have to say is what we say in every case of suffix, and that is Ish Suzu Becheskes Hetel Ashok Aymetes. We would have to be Moikim this woman Aches Gasa. What's her chazaka? Her chazaka is that she's a tzaras erva. Now, to be a tzaras erva is a cheskas heter. The reason it's a cheskas heter is because a tzaras erva is allowed to get married to shok without needing any chalitza. So being that in the case of Safik Gerishin, this tzaras erva would have had a cheskas heter l'shok, umisafik atabala isra. And now, essentially, what you want to tell me is that maybe she doesn't have a cheskas heter, because maybe she's not a tzaras erva. Because maybe Reuven really divorced the erva. Al tasrena misafik, it's not something you're allowed to do. So misafik, you have no right to go and tell me that she's not going to be a tzaras erva. So the Mishnah Bedavka didn't mention the case of Safik Gerishin, because in the case of Safik Gerishin, she wouldn't need chalitza. In the case of Safik Gerishin, she would be becheskas tzaras erva, which ironically is a cheskas heter. It's a cheskas iser to the yavam, but it's a cheskas heter l'shuk, and the halach is she'd be able to get married l'shuk without needing any chalitza. Amalei Abaya, so who said this? Rabba said this. So Abaya, who was the Talmud Muvik of Rabba, so he said, Rabba, if that's the case, why don't you say the same exact thing with regards to the Safi Kedushin? What we should say is, ishtu becheskas heter l'yavam aymedes, this woman, before Reuven had a suffix whether he married the Erva, was becheskas that she was not a tzara's erva. If she's becheskas that she's not a tzara's erva, she's becheskas hetel yavam, umisafik atabalo isra. So now because of the suffik kedushin, misafik, you want to tell me that she's aser? Al tasrenu misafik. The chayrut should be something that you're not allowed to do. So, freit abaya, that if the reason the Mishnah didn't mention suffik gerushin is because of the chazaka, her cheskas hetel l'shok, then the Mishnah shouldn't be able to mention suffik kedushin either, because this yavam has a cheskas hetel yavam. So the Gemara says, Rabbi told abaya, hasam l'chumra. It's true. Really, Me'ikaradin, this woman should have a cheskas heter liyavam in the case of Safik Kedushin, and as a result, we should not treat her like a tzaras erva, and she should be able to do yibum. However, Chazal decided to be machmer, and they said instead of doing yibum, do chalitza. So before the Gemara comes back to Gerishin, says the Gemara, Hay chumra da asu l'dei kulohu. It's true, sometimes Chazal make chumras, but the only time you make a chumra is if it's a real chumra. But if the chumra that you're making may lead to a kula, that's not a chumra. And as a result, it's not something that we put in place if it's not true me'ikar adin, mitzad chumra, because it's the chumra da asu l'dei kulohu. Now, what's the chumra da asu l'dei kulohu? So said, Abaya, kazimden da azalhu mekadash lo, la'choyse kedushe vada. Basically, what you're telling me is that this woman is really becheskas that she should be mutter to the yavam. However, you want to be paranoid now, and you want to say that maybe the kedushin was a kedushin, and being that if the kedushin was a kedushin, comes that she's a tzaras erva. So then really she's aser. So therefore, don't do yibum. Now, you have to do something, because she's becheskas het to the yavam, that would maybe aser her l'shuk, so you're going to do chalitza. But Abayi, so you know what's going to happen? If you're going to go ahead and you're going to make this chumra, it's going to look a little bit like maybe we're treating her, not as a suffix tzara serva, maybe we're treating her as a vaday tzara serva. Because now you're giving her dinei tzara serva. Now, if you treat her like a vaday tzara serva, what does that imply? That implies that Reuven's marriage to the Erva was a real marriage. If you go ahead and you assume that Reuven's marriage to the Erva is a real marriage, even though it might have not been a real Erva, a real marriage, there could be a tremendous churvin that's going to come to the world. You know why? Because what would happen if Reuven now went, what would be if he went and he married that Erva, that woman that he has a suffix if he's married to's sister? Now, the halach is, being that he's only suffix mikudeshes to her, so he's also going to be suffix mikudeshes to the achis isha. If, however, we mistakenly think that he's vadai mikudeshes to this woman, so then it's going to come out that we're going to assume he's for sure not married to the achis isha. That can be very bad. I'll give you another example where something bad can happen. What would happen if another man comes over and is mikadesh this woman, that this person was just mikadesh? Suffix karavla. If you're going to tell me that they're married b'teiras vaday, then you're going to assume that kedushin is not a good kedushin. If they're only married b'teiras safik, then misafik you have to be chayish, then maybe the second kedushin is also a kedushin. So the Gemara is saying that you want to go ahead and you want to tell me a chumrah, oh, don't let him do yibum, because why not? Let's be chayish, then maybe there's a kedushin. I'm a little worried about this, because if you're going to go ahead and you're going to assume that the kedushin is maybe a kedushin where maybe it's also not a kedushin, then people might think it's a vaday kedushin, and if people are going to think that it's a vaday kedushin, maybe very bad things can happen. So says the Gemara, being that in this case you want to tell me that the tzara is not let to do yibum, even though she's becheskes hetetri of them. Amri, people are going to say the kama kedushin, the first kedushin was a kedushin, right? The safek karvela was a kedushin, or the basra lav kedushin. The kedushin of this man to the achisisha wasn't a kedushin, or the kedushin of the other person to this woman is also not a kedushin. So soktimar, why are you not worried about that? So the Gemara said, Rabbi said, no, what kind of time is that, right? It was even hard to say over the Gemara's kasha, because it's so obvious that at first glance it's not a kasha, because kivin the kam natrichas chalitza meidiyadi the chumer ba'almahu. No, at the end of the day, you're not saying that this woman is just muteris l'shok and we treat her like a tzara serva. We're saying you should do chalitz instead of doing yibum. So let me ask you a question. If he's mekudeshes b'teiras vaday to the erva, so why does she need chalitz? She should be a tzara serva. So Rabbi said, avada nish, that's not a taina. Avada, people are going to chap that it's only a Sofik Kedushin, and it's not a Vadei Kedushin. How they going to chap it's a Sofik, not a Vadei, from the fact that you need Chalitza. So the bottom line is Rabbah said, that you want to know why the Mishnah didn't mention Sofik Gerushin, Sofik Karavla, Sofik Karavla, is because Ishu Becheskas had to Lashukai Medes. Because this woman has a Cheskas, that she's Mutal Lashuk, she's Becheskas Tzara Zerva. Umni Sofik Atabala Yisra. You want to tell me now, because of a Sofik Gerushin, that all of a sudden she needs Chalitza? I'll test her enemy Sofik. You can't ask her enemy Sofik. So that she doesn't need Chalitza. That's why the Mishnah didn't say she needs Chalitza. Because Shitaka doesn't need Chalitza. Frank the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Sabaya said, Rebbe, he says, if that's the case, how come in the case of Sofik Kedushin she needs Chalitza, the Chayrish, she should even be able to do Yibum? She's Becheskas Heteli Yavam. The Teretz is, it's a Chumra Ba'alma. Sok the Gemara, if that's the case, Gerushin Nami listening. Why didn't the Mishnah mention Sofik Gerushin, a case where it was a regular Sofik Gerushin? Sofik Karavla, Sofik Karavla. You're going to ask me a kasha that you're going to tell me that no, the reason we didn't say it is because she is becheskas heter, and because she's becheskas heter l'shok, so therefore we can't go ahead and ask a misafik. No, v'litzucha chalitza, she should need chalitza misafik. She should need chalitza. Meaning, let's be machmer and let's say that at the end of the day, although it's true there is a chazaka, but why not impose a chumra and say that she should need chalitza? Now, what are you worried about? You're worried that if you're going to say that she needs chalitza, so now people are going to assume that really the gerushin was a vada gerushin. Why are people going to assume it was a vada gerushin? Because if it wasn't a gerushin, why does she need chalitza? She should be muteris l'shok. A bezok to Gemara, that just like we said in the previous Gemara, that made the yadi, people are going to chap from the fact that in the case of Safik Kedushin, you're doing chalitza, not yibum, that it's only a Safik, it's not a vada. Here too, made the yadi, the chumra ba'almahu. People are also going to chap that it's chumra ba'almahu. How are they going to chap it's chumra ba'almahu? They're going to chap that she's not a vada, not Tzara Serva, because if she's a Vada, then why can't you do Yibum? Why do you have to do Chalitza? So, Frek the Gemara, that I understand that Mi'ikra Adin, she has a Cheskas Hetel L'Shok. And because Mi'ikra Adin, she has a Cheskas Hetel L'Shok, so therefore the Halacha ostensibly could be Al Tasrena Misafik. But by the Safik Kedushin, she also had a Cheskas Hetel L'Yavim. And Afal Pikin the Mishnah mentions Safik Kedushin. Why? Al Tzachumra Ba'alma. Because even though Shitaka should be able to do Yibum, but at the same time, we're going to be Machmer, we're going to say Chalitza. Say here too, don't just let her get married Lashuk. Let's be Machmer, and let's say you should need Chalitza. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, you want to know why we didn't say that? Because we were afraid that Imato Imachai Letzes Messiah Benes. Really, this woman has a Cheskas Heter, Lashuk. And really, based on that, her chazaka says she's a tzara serva. So she's not allowed to do yibum. You want to tell me, beside it, you're not allowed to do yibum, do chalitza. Throughout Yavamas, you have cases like that. Chalitza, swim, you say, you're not allowed to do yibum, do chalitza. Over here, Chazal will worry that if you're going to tell her to do chalitza, you might do yibum. And being that you don't need to do chalitza, so don't do it. Meaning, you find chaylatzus v'lemis yabemis is, but that's when you need to do something. So if I have to do something, you do chaylatzus v'lemis yabemis. Ah, if you do chalitzi, you might do yibum mayer. What are you going to do? But she needs something. Here she doesn't need anything, because here be'etzim she's becheskas muteris l'shuk. Narvas, you want to be machmer. It's a chumra d'asli de'kula. A chumra is only a chumra if it's a chumra. But over here, being that there's a concern that imat to'im chaylatzus v'lemis yabemis, so it's not an eitz. Pritik v'hochinami imat to'im chaylatzus v'lemis yabemis. So in the case of Safi Kedushin as well, so why are you telling me that she should do chalitza? If she ends up doing chalitza, she might do yibum. Talk to Gemara. That's not a kasha, right? A lot of interesting questions in today's daf. Kashas that right off the bat, it's so obvious that they're not kashas. So the Gemara says, "V'tisyadin, let her do yibum." Ve'im bekach klum, a chazaka kokaina. She has a chazaka. Right? In the case of the Safik Mekudeshes, be'etzim she's allowed to do yibum because the chazaka over there is that she's not a tzara serv. So as a result, she's becheskas that she's mutter to the yavam, and be'etzim you should have done yibum. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. The only reason not is because of a chumra baum. So what are you worried about? If you're going to say, do chalitza, you might do yibum. Say, you could do yibum. It's only a chumra that we're telling you not to do yibum. But in the case of Safa Gerushin, she's not allowed to do yibum. So you want to go ahead and be machmer and say, do chalitza, that's a scary chumra. In fact, it's not a chumra, because the chetz of a chumra is when it's a chumra. But once it's also the day kulis, and it can chumra. And that's why Chazal, as it relates to Safi Gerushin, could not mention the classic case of Safi Gerushin. You know why? Because in the case of Safi Gerushin, she has a chazaka that says that she doesn't need chalitza. And to tell me, do chalitza anyways, is a chumra da asli li de kula. And that is what the Gemara says, is the reason that when the Mishnah mentioned Safi Gerushin, where the halach is that the tzara is going to be chaylatz lemis sevemis, it didn't just give you a straightforward case of safik karavla, safik karavla. Gam by safik kedushin, they did mention that very straightforward case of safik karavla, safik karavla. The reason is because as it relates to safik gerushin, she has a chazaka that she doesn't need chalitza, and it would be a chumra dasli de kulo to say that she should need chalitza anyways. Oh, but the Gemara is not finished. It says the Gemara isavei Abaya. Abaya asked Akasha. Nothal Abayis Olav Al Basach. Abayis Kasha was from a Mishnah later in the Masechta. The Mishnah over there was discussing Reuven. Reuven was married to two wives. One of the wives was an erva to his brother Shimon, and the other one was not an erva to his brother Shimon. Reuven died. He left over no children, which means there's going to be a din yibum. However, the way Reuven died was a house, Rachman al-Islam, fell on him. Now, when this house fell, it didn't just fall on him, but it also fell on Shimon's erva. Meaning, Reuven's wife, who was the erva to Shimon. In this Mishnah, it was Bas Achim. It was the erva of Bita. It could be any one of the 15 arayas of the Mishnah. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to two wives. Shimon's daughter, that's the case of the Mishnah, and another wife. Reuven dies. Reuven's wife, that's Shimon's daughter, dies. Okay, but here's the punchline. The Ein Yodua, and we don't know, we don't know whether Reuven died first or whether Shimon's daughter, Reuven's wife, died first. L'may nafkemina, the nafkemina is for the tzara. Does the tzara have a din of a tzara's erva, or does she not have a din of a tzara's erva? If Reuven died first, that means at the time that Reuven died, Reuven's two wives fell a yibum. One was an erva, which makes the other one a tzara's erva. However, if Reuven's wife, that was Shimon's daughter, died first, then even though Reuven died afterwards, Reuven's other wife won't be a tzara's erva, because alzen namar v'kulon imesu, da'lochis tzara seyem mutaris, and as a result, it's not going to be a problem. So what happened over here? There's a suffix. So this is just another example of a case we have a suffix tzara's erva. In our Mishnah, the suffix tzara's erva came about through suffix kedushin, suffix gerushin. This is a Mishnah of the Kamana, daf samach zayin, where over there we have another example of a suffix tzara's erva, and the suffix tzara's erva is based on this more dramatic case. So what's da'locha? Same alocha. Tzara's ochay letzes v'loy mesiyabemes. Da'locha is she's going to need chalitza, and she's not going to be able to do yibum. Freaked about a bombekash, said Amai. Why is the halacha that she needs chalitza? Hacha nami nemo. Why don't you say that this is mamish rabbi Safi Gerushin that the Mishnah never mentioned? We should say ishes becheskes het l'shuk. I met this. This woman was becheskes het l'shuk. Why was she becheskes het l'shuk? Because as far as we know, she was going to be a tzara's erva if she ever fell a yibum. Umi safik at the bala oistro. And now there's a safik that maybe she's not mutal l'shuk. Maybe she's not a tzara's erva. Why would she not be a tzara's erva? Because maybe Shimon's daughter died first, and then afterwards Reuven died. And if that's the case, Al Tasrani Misafik. So Misafik, L'Chayrish, it shouldn't be Yasser. So Abaye came with a blitz, a festa kasha. He told Rabbi, you're telling me that the reason the Mishnah didn't mention your classic case of Safik Gerushin is because if being that she was a Vadai Tzara Zerva, now Safik, not Tzara Zerva, Al Tasra enemy Safik, that what? That she should be mutal l'shuk on chalitza. If that's the case, how do you understand this Mishnah? This Mishnah is mamish, the fundamentals of it. If you understand the lumdus behind the case, it's the identical case to Safik Gerushin. And Rabbi, you had a whole shtickle to tell you why the Mishnah didn't mention Safik Gerushin. The Mishnah mentioned that case, which is essentially the same thing. So you'll tell me, maybe over there, the only reason you need chalitza is chumra. Okay, but he said, in our Mishnah, you didn't want to say that. Chumra das li'dei kulu, shemata mechad, let's just misi abemes. Right, again, another kasha that the Gemara asks, which you have to understand why the Gemara is even mentioning it. Right, the Mishnah by us didn't mention Safek Gerushin Chaylatzes. Why not? A whole Gemara, but the Gemara said Shemato Imer Chaylatzes Misi Abemes. So the same taina of Shemato Imer Chaylatzes Misi Abemes you have over there. So the Gemara says you have to say like this. Gerushin the Shchichi Gazur Bu Rabbanon, Mapoilus the Loi Shchichi, Loi Gazur Rabbanon. Very, very interesting teretz. Meaning, Lo'ilam, it's true. There's a chazaka. And there's a chazaka in the case of Safek Gerushin, Safek Karvla, Safek Karvla. And there's a chazaka in the case of Nafal Abayis, Olav Abbas, Achiv, Ein Yodei, Ez Mehem, Risha. And based on the chazakos, the respective chazakos, the halacha should be that the Tzara Sefer should be Muteris L'shuk. She shouldn't even have to have chalitza, because she's Becheskas Hetel L'shuk, out her status of Tzara Sefer. The only reason we would give her chalitza is to be Machmer. Now, this chumra is a little tricky. Why? Maybe it's going to lead l'day yibum. Says the Gemara, in a case of Safek Gerushin, which is a milsa, the shchicha. So over there, Chazal didn't want to be machmir, gzeira otu, if you'll allow chalitza, you're also going to allow yibum. However, in the case of Mapoilis, being that it's loy shchicha, so there, Chazal didn't feel like they had to make a gzeira. What does that mean? They're making a gzera. They're being machmer, that, yeah. But to not be machmer, because of a gzera, otto, we're going to go ahead and be matayibim, that's not something they felt. And it's for that reason, that's the distinction Rabbi told Abaya between the case of Safek Gerushin and in the case of Mapoilis. Says the Gemara, inami, alternatively, you could say another chilek. Gerushin, the kaima erva. In the case of Gerushin, both of these women are alive, right? What's the case of Safek Gerushin? Where Reuven had two wives. One was an Erva, the other one was a Tzara's Erva. He divorced the Erva. Safek Karavla, Safek Karavla. Right, that's the case. Okay, but the Erva's here. She's standing here right now. Now, if you're going to tell me that Talach is yet Mechayiv, the Tzara to have Chalitza, Amri, people are going to say, Kama Be Rabbanu Begita, the Gita Mahal Yehu. People might think that the reason this woman needs chalitza, I shouldn't she be a tzara serva? No, probably because the get was a get. And if they're going to say that, v'asile abum, eile tzara. So you're going to go ahead and you give me mata the yibum. Meaning, we're not going to tell me to be machmer and do chalitza because we're afraid the chalitza might lead to yibum. How would it lead to yibum? It would lead to yibum because people are going to think that she's not sofik migureshes, but she's vade migureshes. And if she's vade migureshes, that's the mishnah. V'kulon min nisgarshu. So now loch is, you're allowed to go and there's no problem anymore. But when it comes to mapoilis, if anyone sees that by the mapoilis, we're going to tell this sara to do chalitza mechumra, is anyone going to say, oh, if you said go do chalitza, maybe you could also do yibum? How would anyone think that? I mean, what would be the rationale to be allowed to do yibum? It means you know Betayra's Vadai that she's not a Tzara Zerva. How could you know Betayra's Vadai she's not a Tzara Zerva? The only way to know Betayra's Vadai would be you know for sure who died first. There's no way to know who died first. In the case of Gerushin, there's a rationalization where the innocent bystander might think, oh, Chazal knew the get was a get. So if Chazal knew the get was a get, you can even do yibum. So therefore, don't be machmer and do chalitza because it's a chumah dasa l'day kula. But in the case of Mapoilis, no one's going to ever think that because there's no rationalization for that. How could you know? El, it's pashut, it was a safik. And what do you do, mi safik? Chesnish. So you go, you do chalitza. Now, it's true, you don't have to do chalitza because you have a chazaka. Okay, but I'll say nema. Let's be machmer. The only time you wouldn't be machmer is if it's asli dekula. There's no svar to think by mapoilis will be asli dekula. When it comes to Gerushin over there, there is a svar to say it might be asli dekula. So again, the bottom line, just to take stock of where we are right now, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that if you have a tzaras, a safik tzaras ever that falls liyibum, the halachas chaylatz is lemis abemis. What's the case of safik tzaras ever? Mishnah gave two examples. We already saw there's a Mishnah later in the Masechta that gives a third example. But in Unzer Mishnah, Daflamin Omid based on Perik Arbo Achen, we have two Mishalim, two Dugmois, two examples of what it would mean Safik Tzara Zerva. One is where there's a Safik, whether the man was Mekadesh, the Erva, thus there's a suffix whether this tzara is a tzara to that erva. The other case was a case of suffix gerish. And when the Mishnah gave the case of suffix gedushin, they gave a classic case. Suffix karvla, suffix karvla. But that goes down in the world, in Kaislev Yis Medrash as the classic example of suffix gedushin. When it came to suffix gerishin, we have a whole funny case. We have a case of the gimel, gittin, psulin, vimnisis of lag kosher. And the Gemara asked the obvious question, why not give your classic example, right? Just give a posh at the case. And the Gemara said, a greiser teretz, it was rabbis teretz, it required libun, it required a lot of shak levitari, a lot of kashas and terutzim. But at the end of the day, l'maskon, v'achrei kecholi sakoy, rabbis teretz is the reason we didn't mention Safik Gerishin, it's because in the case of Safik Gerishin, the halach is not chaylatzas. It's a good reason not to say chaylatzas, because it's just not true, it's factually incorrect. It would not be the halacha. Why not? L'chayr it should be. It's a suffix. If the erva was divorced, on the side that the erva was divorced, she's not a tzara erva. On the side the erva wasn't divorced, she is a tzara erva. So l'chayr it's a suffix. Shouldn't it be chalitza? It's true. It is a suffix. No question it's a suffix. No one's denying the suffix aspect. But there's a shulchan aruch of how you deal with a suffix. And the Shulchan Aruch is, you always assume chazaka. You look at the status quo. The status quo of this woman is that she was muteris l'shok, and as a result, al tasrenem yisafik. That's the short answer. I, by safik edushin, why do you do the same thing? That's the whole shock of attiring the Gemara. But that's essentially what the Gemara is saying. But one thing's clear. Rabbi said, the Mishnah didn't mention your classic case of safik gerishin, bedafka. Meaning it was done by kavana, because it's not true. Taloch the Mishnah of Chaylatz Flemi Seb Emes by Safik Taras Erva is nit Emes in a case of Safik Gerishin where it's Safik Karav Law, Safik Karav Law. Freit the Gemara, is that true? The Gabi Gerishin, Miloy Tanan. Is that even true? Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah Masechtes Gittin. Hoysay Medes Bishus Harabim. If there was a woman that was standing in Rishus Harabim, Vizarkula, and then the husband went and he threw a get to her, Karavla, if it's closer to her, meaning it's in her Dalet Amos Megureshes. Dalach, she's divorced. Karavla, if it's closer to him, in Megureshes. She's not divorced. Mechza, Mechza, let's say it's Mamish in between, Megureshes, Vain Megureshes. She's a Suffolk Megureshes. Vamina Lamayhil, so Lamayhnaf Gimina that she's a Suffolk Megureshes. So the Gemara says like this, who in the event he's a Kohen Asurulai, a Kohen would never be allowed to marry this woman because she's a Safik Grusha. It's awesome if they rise for a Kohen to marry a Grusha. She's a Safik Grusha. As a result, the Safik is a Dairais. He wouldn't be able to marry her. The Erva, another example would be that in the event that she's an Erva, Tsarasa, then if the husband dies, the Tsara would require Bayu Chalitza, would require Chalitza. A Tsara Erva ordinarily doesn't need Yibam Chalitza. A regular Yivam, other Yibam, other Chalitza. Meaning that the Erva is a Safik Megureshes, so the Tsara is a Safik Tsara Erva. As a result, halacha would be that chaylatzis v'loy misyabemis. What's the Gemara's kasha? V'loy amrinon. We don't say everything Rabbi said. We don't say shema ta'im chaylatzis misyabemis. Now that's poshet. Rabbi's right that this woman has a chazaka. She's becheskes hetel l'shuk. So what must be pshat in yenas sugya mesachtes gittin that it says that in the event that the Safik Megureshes was an erva, the tzara needs chalitza, it's a chumrah, obviously, that's what it is. But what you see is that you don't say Rabbi shtikl teira that shema ta'imer chayletzis mesiyabemis. So at the end of the day, Rabbi said that it was bekavano that the Mishnah didn't mention Safik Gerishin because in that case it wouldn't be chalitza. Why not? Because it's a chazaka and you can't be machmer shema ta'imer chayletzis mesiyabemis. So you see from a sugya in this identical case, where halacha is not like that, where the halacha is very, very clearly that in the event that she was a Safik Megureshes, the Tzara is going to require Chalitza. Now, the Gemara just speaks out. What does it mean that she needs Chalitza? Either is a Chazaka. The Teretz is, we're being Machmer. And what do you see? We're not worried. Shemata Mechaletzes, Mesiabemes. Right? That's obviously the Nakuda where the Gemara is arguing with Rabba. But the bottom line is, you see, clearly not like Rabba. So the Gemara says, oh, Itmar Allah, it's not a kasha. You know why? Because we already have something that the Amiram said on that Mishnah, which would clarify this. Who said it? Rabba. Which is helpful, because we're coming to Miyashiv Shitas Rabba. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, Tami Travai, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef both said, B'shteki te'edem askinot. That that Mishnah is talking about where it was a suffix. However, the nature of the suffix was not a typical suffix. Rather, there were two peers of Edom. Achas Emeris, one peer of Edom said Karavla, that it was closer to her. Achas Emeris, and the other peer of Edom said Karavla, that it was closer to him. Davali Sveka Dei Raisa, and it's what you're left with is a Sveka Dei Raisa. Being that you're left with a Sveka Dei Raisa, as we'll see in a moment, therefore Chazaka doesn't work. Masisa Dehacha, however, as it relates to our Mishnah, Bekat Achas, it's talking about where there was only one peer of Edom, and one aid said it was Karavla, and the other aid said it was Karavla. Of law, the Havalei Sveikah Rabbanon, which is a Sveikah Rabbanon, and because it's a Sveikah Rabbanon over there, you would be able to go Basar Chazaka. In other words, there are different types of Sveikahs, and not all Sveikahs were created equally. So you can have a Safik where you just don't know what happened.
then you could have a suffix where you know what happened. The problem is you have conflicting reports that you are forced to trust. So for example, we know that if two Edom walk into Bezin and say something happened, Al pi shnei Edom yakum davar, Al pi shnayim Edom yakum davar, it's something that we have to accept. What happens if two Edom say that a woman is mikudeshes, and two other Edom say a woman is not mikudeshes? Two Edom say she's mikudeshes, two Edom say she's not mikudeshes. Two Edom say that Reuven owes Shimon money, two Edom say that Reuven doesn't owe Shimon money. Essentially, what you would have is a suffix. Stating that, there's a man dama in Chas that holds that anytime you have a suffix, where the nature of the suffix is two kite edem hamakhisho zuzu, what's known as a suffix of trey is two in Aramaic, right? You have two edem saying one thing, you have another two edem saying something else. So that type of suffix would be different. Lamay nafgamina, there's a man dama that holds that in that type of suffix, you wouldn't be able to work with a chazaka. Chazaka works for ordinary sveikas, but not with a suffix is a suffix trey. Why? So that's beyond the scope of today's daf. That's more of a ksuba sugya. But there's a mandama that holds that when there's a suffix trey, you can't work with chazaka. The shita, as it's known in Chas, is trey sveika deiraisa. Trey sveika deiraisa means that when you have a trey, midairaisa applies a suffix. There's nothing you could do midairaisa to be machriyat the suffix. It's a sveika deiraisa. It's stuck as a suffix, and there's no chazaka that can be machriyat. The mandama that holds trey sveika derabbanon argues with this hanacha, and he holds that even when you have a suffix trey, you couldn't be machriyat with a chazaka. So zok the Gemara like this, that it's true, there's a Mishnah, Masechtas Gittin in Perek HaZoyrek, where the Mishnah says that if a woman was a suffix migureshes, and then the husband died, and she was an erva to the Yavam, and there was another wife, that wife is going to now be a suffix tzaras erva, she's going to be chaylatzes, filoy misnyabemes. And it's true that Rabbah learned in our Mishnah, it's mivur clearly, that if you would have that same exact case, our Mishnah holds that the tzar would not be a suffix tzaras erva. So you have a steer between the two Mishnah. The Teretz is the two Mishnayos are talking about two different types of sveikas. Our Mishnah is talking about a regular suffix. The Mishnah in Gittin is talking about a suffix where it was a trey, and it's going like the Manda Amar that holds that trey is a sveikah deiraisa. L'may nafkamina very poshut. If trey is sveikah deiraisa, that means there's no chazaka. So if there's no chazaka, what would be the svara to tell me that the tzaras erva, the suffix tzaras erva, is just muteris l'shuk without needing anything, without needing chalitza? It would be based on the fact that she has a chazaka. So even though there's a suffix if she's a tzaras erva, oh, but she has a chazaka that she's okay. Being that it's a trey, and trey, it's fake day rice, you don't go basa chazaka, because chazaka is not going to help me. The reason our Mishnah didn't want to talk about that, because our Mishnah is not handling treys. You're right, the Mishnah could have discussed the case of Safik Gerish and Safik Karvla, where it was trey. Oh, but that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. How do I know that? Our Mishnah, when it discussed Safik Kedushin, as the Gemara will explain in a second, was discussing a not Safik Trey. So if it would have mentioned Safik Erishin, it also would have been a not Safik Trey. And being that it's not Safik Trey, you do have a Chazaka. Once you have a Chazaka, then the halach is that Be'etzim she's Mutter. The only Svarah to say Chalitza would be Michal Tzchumra, and if Tzchumra doesn't say Kulis, and it can Chumra, and therefore you can't say it. So the Gemara says, I hear it's a nice Torah. Oh, how do you know that our Mishnah is talking about Katachas? Why couldn't the Mishnah talk about Safik Gerish and Safik Karvla, and tell me he's talking about where it was trey? It sounds like the Mishnah can't be talking about two kitei edim. Why not? So the Gemara says, do me the Kedushin. No, because the Mishnah already said Safik Kedushin, and my Kedushin, but Katachas, just like the case of Kedushin, is a case where it's Katachas, where one eid said it was Karvla, and the other eid said it was Karvla. Meaning there was Pasha, the Safik, and the Iker Eidos. It's not like there were two edim saying Karvla, two edim saying Karvla. Afgerishin, but Katachas. So to the case of Safik Gerishin, had to be Katachas. But the Gemara says, V'kedushin gufayim, we might be Katachas, don't be shtei kitei edim. How do you know the case of Safik Kedushin was talking about where it was Katachas? Maybe the case of Kedushin was also talking about b'shtei edim. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what, because b'shtei kitei edim, because if it was talking about where there were two kitei edim, tisyabim, then the halach should be, you should be able to do yibum, ve'im b'kach klum, and there'd be no problem. Meaning, if it's talking about where there was shtei kitei edim, then in the case of Safik Kedushin, then she should be able to do Yibum, because we should assume then for sure that the Kedushin was not a Kedushin. If for sure it wasn't a Kedushin, she's for sure not a Tzaras Erva. So again, this is another Kasha in today's daf where it's Pasha to Rishonim struggle to understand what the Havamin of the Kasha even is. Faith, Gemara, Kaimi Edom, Kaimi Karvla. The Edom that are saying Karvla, I mean, the Edom that's saying that she's Mekudashis, which would make the Tzaras Erva. What does that even mean? And the Gemara says, besides, this whole Teretz is based on the fact that Trey Sveika Dairaisa. Right? What's the Gemara's Teretz? Gemara's Teretz is that it's true that there's a Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin that holds that by Safik Gerishin you would treat this woman as a Safik Tzaras Ever and she would need Chalitza. But that's because it was a Safik Trey Sveika Dairaisa. Our Mishnah is talking about where it was Katachas. It wasn't two Gittin, there's two Gittin like that. There were two Edim that were made on the Kedushin, or they were made on the Gerishin. One said like this and one said like that. In such a case, you have a Chazaka, meaning you have a Chazaka. So when it comes to a Gerishin, you're not going to say Chalitza. So the first Kasha the Gemara asked is that why does our Mishnah have to be talking about one kat? Let it be talking about two kitim, and tell me a normal, regular case of Safi Gerishin with Allah is going to be that Chaylatz of Lemis Evemis. Vesu, the Gemara says, this whole Anach is geboit on the man Dama that holds that Trey Sveikid Ereiso. Fake the Gemara, but Shteki Tiedim Nami Sveikid Rabbanon, who it's not true. Trey is not Sveikid Ereiso. It's really Sveikid Rabbanon. This is going to feel like Subas now. Damrina, Noiki Trey, the Bahati Trey, the Isha Ukma Chazako. Because that is Allah, even by a Safi Trey, the whole Anach that when it comes to Safi Trey, it's a Sveikid Ereiso. Even my trade, it's fake the rabbanon. How do I know that? Midah dahavi anichsid bar shatio. You can prove it from a ma'aseh shoyer kachoyo with the nechosim of bar shatio. Zok the Gemara. Who is this man bar shatio? The bar shatio is of a nichse. Bar shatio had sold his nechosim. Now bar shatio was a person that sometimes he was a shaita and sometimes he was a pikeach. Now what happened was also betray two edom came by Amri and they said k'shu chalim zav. Now when he sold it, he was a chalim, he was a pikeach, he was a healthy person, meaning it was a good sale. Also betray by Amri and then another two people came and they said k'shu shaita zav. No, when he sold it, he was really a shaita. Amr Rav Ashi said oiki trei lahadi trei. That what you do is your oiki trei lahadi trei. Right, you have a contradiction between these two edom. The aru oiki no becheskes bar shatio and you leave the land by Barshatya, meaning he was the Muchsik, he was the Marakama, it was his land originally, and meaning that was his land originally, so we're going to leave it by him. So what do you see from here? That even though it was a Suffolk trade, right? Two Edom said he was a Shoit, two Edom said he was a Chala, still you go Basa Chazaka. So you see from the mice of Barshatya that trade is really Sveikid Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, I have two problems with your whole Shtekel Torah. Number one, it's an Akimt in the Mishnah, seems like a Doichik, and it's predicated. Number two, it's predicated in Halacha, that's not a Pachta Halacha, very controversial Halacha. So if that's the case, what are we left with? We're left with Hadra Kusha L'Duchte. Rabbi said a whole shtickle Torah why the Mishnah didn't mention a classic example of Safek Gerishin. What was the reason? Because by Safek Gerishin, the halacha would not be Chaylatzas. By Safek Gerishin, the halacha would be the Safek Tzar Etzervas Muteres L'Shuk on Chalitza. Why? Because Be'ikar Adin, she's Mutter because she has a Chazaka that she's Mutter L'Shuk. The only reason to say Chalitza would be Mich. It's a chumra. That's a day cool. We're afraid she might do yibum. She does yibum. That could be very, very dangerous. So therefore, the halach is we allow her to just go ahead and get married. What's the kasha? After further review, after everything we just learned, almost a black gemara. Really, what we're left with is we have a kasha from a mefurish sugi masechtes getin. The mission over there was talking about a case where a man threw a get safik karivla. The halach is she safik whether or not she's megureshes v'amrinan Allah l'may hilchasa. And one of the things Chazal said was is that she's considered a suffix migureshes, so that her tzara, in the event she was a tzara serva, would be a suffix tzara serva. And halacha is she would need chalitza, which is head on, not like Rabba. Which means we just knocked out Rabba's pshat. If we knocked out Rabba's pshat, what are we left with? The kasha that we began the daf with, and that is the why the Mishnah have to come up with cases to tell me what suffix erishin is l'chayra. Give me a pashta case, the same pashta case you gave me for Safek Gerushin. Why don't you give me that for Safek Gerushin as well? Elam Rabbayo. So Rabbayo said a new teretz. Very, very pashta teretz. He said, Yagid Olav Rei. He quoted a pasuk in Eoif. Yagid Olav Rei. Right? Sometimes two things complement each other. Meaning, Tana B'Kedushin, V'Hu'adin L'Gerushin. And Tana B'Gerushin, V'Hu'adin L'Kedushin. The Mishnah gave an example of Safek Kedushin. That example could have equally have been stated regarding Safek Gerushin. The Mishnah gave an example of Safek Gerushin. That example could have been true for Safek Kedushin as well. So if you would have a comparable case of how that would play itself out regarding Safek Kedushin, it would be true there as well. But the bottom line is that the case of Safek Kedushin, Safek Karvla, would be equally as true as it relates to Safek Gerushin. And in fact, the halacha would be Chaylatzes, Kemavurin, Gittin, Dafayin Ches, and the Sugyan Perika Zoyrik. No terutzim of chazakis and chumas the osu. No, it's true. No, Zabai said, good cash, I agree. Yagad Olav Rei, Amalei Rava. So if there's Rabba and then there's Abaya, you know for sure there's going to be Rava. So Amalei Rava. So Rava told Abaya, he said, Yagad Olav Rei, if it's Yagad Olav Rei, I have one diktuk in the Mishnah. Mao Zehu. What does Zehu mean? So if you look back at the Mishnah, so the Mishnah discussed the case of Safek Kedushin, Safek Gerushin. Right, case of Safek Kedushin, just read it quickly. Zarek Law Kedushin, Safek Karvelah, Safek Karvelah, Zehu Safek Kedushin, Dosin Safek Kedushin, Safek Gerushin, Kasab Iksav Yodav Ein Olavedim, Yesh Olavedim Ein Bezman, Yesh Bezman Ein Bayalei Dechod, Zehu Safek Gerushin. So Rav is saying, oh, it sounds like Zehu Safek Kedushin, as opposed to something else. Zeu Safek Gerushin, as opposed to something else. If Abaye is right, it's Yagad Olav Reya, then what's the Zeu? The case of Safek Kedushin is also Safek Gerushin. The case of Safek Gerushin is also Safek Kedushin. Elam HaRava. So Rava said, I'm going to tell you a third shot, how to answer this kasha. Why didn't the Mishnah give a poshed example of Safek Gerushin? He said as follows. Kol Sheyesh B'Kedushin, Yesh B'Gerushin. You're right. La'olam, whatever it says regarding Safek Kedushin is also true B'Gerushin. So, in the event that you would have a Gerushin, Safek Karavla, and a Chenami, the Halacha would be Chaylat Zulemi Sebemes. And in that respect, Rav is saying exactly what Abaye said. Yagad Olav Reyoi, that and a Chenami, the case of Safek Kedushin would be a case of Safek Gerushin. However, the reason the Mishnah said Zeu is the Yesh Begerushin, Masha Im Bekedushin. However, in the case of Safek Gerushin, there are things mentioned that are unique to Gerushin that are not true to Kedushin. The Zehu, the Gerushin Lav Dafka. And really, when the Mishnah says Zehu, this is an example of Safek Gerushin, it's Lav Dafka. Because really, there's another case of Safek Gerushin. What's that? Safek Karavla, the case of Kedushin. Ella, so why did the Mishnah say Zehu, Safek Gerushin? Mishum the Tanu Zehu be Kedushin. Because by Kedushin, it is Dafka. So Tanu Nami Zehu be Gerushin. Therefore, mentioned it here too. So the Gemara says, "Vezel de kedushin lamutei mai." So when you say that zel de kedushin is dafka, is lamutei mai. Now, pasha, you would think zel lamutei everything, zehu, right? Kishmoy kachi, zehu, only this, nothing else. But Rava didn't say that. What did Rava say? V'yesh begerushin mashein bekedushin. There's something by gerushin that's not bekedushin, which means the Gemara understands that zehu doesn't mean literally only this and nothing else. But it's lamutei something. It's coming to imayit something. So the Gemara says, what's it coming to imayit? So the Gemara lamutei zman. It's coming to imayit zman. The leka bekedushin. There is no din that a shtar kedushin has to have zman. And because there's no din that a shtar kedushin has to have zman, so in the event that you would have a kedushin that doesn't have zman, there would be nothing wrong with that. It wouldn't be a b'di'evadik kedushin. It was mentioned by Gerushin as being a B'di'evedik Gerushin, because that is the halacha. The halacha is, it's a B'di'evedik again. And being that's a B'di'evedik get, also the halacha from the Mishnah, one of the Chidushim in the Mishnah, that if there was a B'di'evedik get with the Erva, so the halacha is the Tzara's Erva's Chalat's Vemes Abemes. But it's not true on the Kedushin level. If someone's Makadash and Isha writes a Shtar Kedushin and it's not a dated Shtar, you don't have that halacha. Why is there no takana of Zman B'Kedushin? Now the truth is, the reason this halacha of Zman B'Gitin is one of the greatest sugyas in Masechtas Gittin. B'pnei ma tiknu zman b'gittin. It's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara is going to mention the two pshatim right here quickly. We'll just mention them just as a hakdom. Reish Lakish says that the reason Chazal Masechtin that you have to get by Gittin is mishum peire. The reason is because as long as a woman is married, her husband is allowed to eat peiros from her nechasim. So if a woman gets married and she brings assets into the marriage, so the halach is those assets can be classified either as nechse tzoyim barzel or as nechse milog, beyond the scope of today's daf. In the event it's nechse milog, the way halacha deems these assets are they belong to the woman. However, any income that they produce, any peiros, for example, that they grow, is going to belong to the husband. So as long as a man and a woman are married, the husband has a schus in the peiros nechsem milog. What happens when he gives her a get? Doesn't have the schus in the peiros nechsem milog. Because I wanted that a man should have to write a get, a date inside a get, to know when the get happened, to know who has a schus in the peiros. When is it his peiros? When is it her peiros? That's what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish says, you want to know, mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin, it's for financial consideration. Rabbi Yechon said, no, it has nothing to do with dinei mamre, it has nothing to do with money, it has nothing to do with those in Yonim. What is it related to? Shemi Yechapa Basachoisa. He was worried that what happens if a man's going to be married and his wife is going to be Mazana? She's going to be Mazana. Edem Hasrosh is Chayv Misanel. The husband might want to save his wife. Now you're going to tell me, a man's wife was Mazana Tachtov? He's going to want to save her? Maybe she was Basachoisa. Maybe she's Mishpach. And at the end of the day, he's going to have Rachmanas on her. And he's going to want to save her. So he's going to have an Eitz. You know what the Eitz is going to be? He's going to write a get. And he's not going to date it. He's going to get Edom to sign it. And then he's going to pull out the get and he's going to tell Bezdin. He says she was already in Megureshes. So it's for that reason, Chazal and Mesakin Shtar begins. But either way, these are the two reasons. Either it's Mishum Peri, or it's Mishum Shemi Yechapa Basachoisa. So the Gemara says like this, that Zman was a takana that Chazal made by Gerishin. It's not a takana they made by Kedusha. What does that mean? In the event that there's a shtar Kedusha, just to clarify, what does it mean a shtar Kedusha? Ha'ishan niknes b'kesef shtar ubiya. In the event that the Kedushin's happening b'shtar, what Rav is saying is there's no takana, there's no halacha that says that the man has to date the shtar. Right, if the Kedushin's happening b'kesef ubiya, there's no shtar anyways. It's only negay if the Kedushin's happening b'shtar. So the Gemara says, name aloy tiknu zman b'kedushin, fa'vos takanish, why is there no chiv zman b'kedushin? So the Gemara says, ha, nichlamanam b'mishon perit, b'shtar according to Rish Lakish that says that why would chazal masakin zman b'gitin? It's because of Paris. So I understand, it's very posh why there's no takana of zman when it comes to Kedushin, because Arusa lesla perit, because Arusa doesn't have Paris anyways. There's no cheshbin in Kedushin of Paris. You know what's going to be in the gay of Paris? After Nisuin, by Chuppah. Okay, that's a whole different deal. But as it relates to the Kedushin, which only creates Kedushin, so it's not a gay of Paris anyways. So if Arusa Leslo Paris, it's not a gay. It's such Pashut, right? The Gemara says, we don't even have to have this conversation according to Rish Lakish. That says that the reason we were Mesakin Azman beget Ishemi Chapin Abbasachoisoi is Liskin Zman. So the Chayru should have been Mesakin Zman even by Kedushin. Shemi Chap Abbasachoisoi. Right, what would be the Shemi Chap? So it'd be in the reverse. The case would be a man was married to Bas HaChoyseh, she was Mazani, he's going to have Rachmanis, so he's going to pull out the Shtar Kedushin, it's going to have Nozman, and he's going to taina that what do you mean? We were married, we got married later. So that this Noz happened not after the get, that's in the case of Gerishin, but before the Kedushin. Same difference. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you what. You want to know why Chazal were Mesakin's man be Kedushin, even the man the Amashem Yechapa Bas HaChoyseh, even though Zilbas the timer, you would think that the reason would be equally as relevant. Mishum the Makadash be Kaspa. The reason is because there are some people that are Mekadesh B'Kesef. I mean, Nair was Mekadesh B'Shtar. And because Nair was Mekadesh B'Shtar, so being that it's only Negeya's man B'Kedushin if you're Mekadesh B'Shtar. And if you're Mekadesh B'Kesef, it's not Negeya. And some people are Mekadesh B'Kesef, so therefore they were never Mesakin's man. The Gemara is going to work this out. What about an Eved? If someone buys an Eved, Ikad the Kani B'Kesef, Ikad the Kani B'Shtar. Right? Eved is like Nechosim Sheesh Ben Achrayis, it's like Karkat, it's Niknas B'Kesef B'Shtar V'Chazot. So it's some people buy B'Kesef, some buy B'Shtar. But talking about his man, is Allah, you have to put his man in a Shtar when you buy an Eved. So the Gemara says, no, here it's different. Hasam ruba b'shtar, hacha ruba b'kaspa. Most transactions of kinyan shtar, of kinyan avadim, happen with a shtar. Most transactions of kedushin happen with kesef, with a ring, by the way. That's kemavur b'shulchan aruch in the Ramah. But the bottom line is that being that usually it happens b'kesef and not al yidei shtar, so for the minority of times that would happen b'shtar, it's not something you would have to worry about. Iba yaseima, the Gemara says alternatively, you want to know why Chazal were not mesakin zman b'kedushin is mishum d'lo yafshar. Because it's not going to help. Putting this man inside a shtar kedushin is not going to help. Meaning, why do you want to have his man in kedushin? We said it's only the Rabbi Yochanan that holds that we put his man in a get. So for that same reason, you want to put it by a shtar kedushin. So he sets the guy to chgunish telfen. Why? More says, because hey, chilavit, what are you going to do? Who's going to hold the shtar kedushin? You want to give it to the woman, the fry, right? The woman in the picture, the isha, she's going to be the one that's going to have it. Machkala. If she ever felt that she needs to cross out the zman because she was mezana, so it's going to be in her rishas, it'll be very easier for her to do it. Okay, lincha gabedida. You'll have him have it. Zimna de basa choysi, machapala. If you're worried about there being some issue, a kununya of some sort, of him doing something that he's not supposed to do, so he can always make it ice. He can always erase it. Lincha gabi edim, maybe let the edim have it. So the Gemara says, it doesn't work. Because mamon avshach, ed dechiri, if they know when it happened, if they remember this man, they see, listen, they should come be made. The Eloi, and here's another sugya that we're not going to talk about, and if not, zimnin de chazo miksov of asam asad. We're afraid that they may look at the shtar, remind themselves, their man says, oh, Taka, that's the day that happened. And they're going to say Eidus based on what they saw. For Rachman Amin, let me pick Sova. You can't say Eidus based on what you saw. You have to remember. You can't do it based. So being that this man is not going to help anyways, there's no point in having it. We're going to make ourselves Meshiga and say that you have to have his man. It's not helping you because Meman of Shach, her, him, Eidim, it's not going to help. For the Gemara says, Yachim Gerish, Anami Neim Hachit. So why is the Get Isha different? So you can have a Get Isha, and you're going to give it to this woman. Presumably, she's going to be the one that's holding the Get. If she was Mizana, she could always erase it. And how are you helping? So the Gemara says, no. Hasam latzola dida ka'asi. Hacha l'chayva dida ka'asi. The difference is very simple. In the case of a woman that was Mizana, she's going to pull out a Get.
that's going to have no zman. Once Chazal were mesakin zman, if she's going to pull out a get that's going to have no zman, she's going to be becheskas eish esish. Because as far as we know, she was a married woman. So if she's going to be becheskas eish esish, so therefore, we're going to prosecute her. She needs to have the zman. So we made a takon, you have to have a zman. If we make a takon, you have to have a zman, that's going to knock out the whole problem of Shem Yichapa Bas HaChosei. What she going to do? She's going to cross it out. She's going to end up with a problem. But over here, it's just the opposite. Over here, if there's not going to be a zman b'kedushin, she's actually going to end up benefiting from it because she was b'cheskas, maybe that she wasn't. Meaning, once she's married, so now it's a sofik in the gerushin, but she's becheskas eishesish. But if we're dining on the kedushin level, so then it's actually a sofik if she was ever mekudeshes. So it's for that reason, erasing it would benefit her, and it's for that reason Chazal weren't mesakin zman bekedushin because they felt it wasn't going to really accomplish anything. But the bottom line is, as it relates to today's daf was discussing what seemed pretty straightforward when we learned the Mishnah, and that is the halacha of a sofik tzaras erva, that a tzaras erva is potem and a chalisim and a yibun of a vekulon, continuing to go back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta, vekulon, all 15 arayas, if they're not a vadei tzaras erva, but they're only a sofik tzaras erva, so the halacha is chayletzes v'leim misyabemes. And the Mishnah said, what's an example of sofik tzaras erva? Mishnah gave an example of where there was a sofik kedushin between Reuven and the erva, or vadei kedushin b'sofik gerushin. And very, very mysteriously, when the Mishnah gave the case of sofik kedushin, it gave the classic case of sofik kedushin. But when it gave the case of sofik gerushin, it gave a very interesante case, not a case of sofik gerushin, a case where there, it was a vada gerushin, it's just a b'dieved gerushin, which is fine. I mean, the Mishnah is allowed to say that if there's a b'dieved gerushin, then the tzara is going to be chaylatz v'lem yisabemes. But the question begs itself, though, why would the Mishnah have mentioned a case of a b'dieved gerushin when explaining keitzad sofik gerushin should have given a classic case of sofik gerushin? And really what emerged from the Gemara is that there were two main mahalachim. The first mahalach was the mahalach of Rabbah, where Rabbah said the reason we didn't mention sofik gerushin is because the halach of sofik gerushin is not that the tzara requires chalitza, but rather she's muteris even without chalitza. Why is that the case? The case is because ba'atim she has a chazaka that she's muteris l'shuk without chalitza. The only reason to require chalitza would be a chumrah. It's a chumrah that could always bring lidei kula because you may somehow view her as being a yavama, and really she's only a safik yavama. And if she would end up doing yibum, it's a safik eishes achshalei b'makom mitzvah. So this is a very dangerous chumrah. So therefore, there's no makom to be machmer. Oiki isha chazaka. Her ikur din is that she's muteris l'shuk, and that's why the Mishnah didn't mention it. Abaya and Rava, they were the second mahalach, and they said the Mishnah really meant it. The Mishnah didn't say it. The Mishnah mentioned it by Safik Kedushin, and it meant it by Safik Gerushin as well. A nuance between Abaya and Rava, Pashat had to learn the Mishnah. But as it relates to this particular question, those are the two mahalach. One mahalach, the halach is not true by Safik Gerushin, and the other mahalach, the halach is true. And not only is the halach true, the Mishnah, even though it doesn't sound like it said it, but really, in reality, the Mishnah really said it.